Hey everyone, Avery Hart here. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel, constantly chasing the next thing, the next achievement, the next what? You know that feeling when life just seems to whiz by and you barely have time to appreciate the little moments. Well, guess what? Today we're diving deep into something incredibly powerful, cultivating gratitude and appreciation in our everyday lives. See, it's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of modern life, focusing on what we lack or haven't achieved yet. But here's the secret sauce. A grateful heart is a superpower. It shifts your entire perspective, turning ordinary days into extraordinary experiences. And trust me, this isn't about wearing rose-colored glasses and pretending everything's perfect. It's about consciously choosing to focus on the good, even amidst the chaos. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your gratitude game. First off, practice mindfulness. Seriously, this is non-negotiable. Take a few minutes each day to simply be present. Notice the warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of laughter around you, the taste of that delicious cup of coffee. It's about savoring those little moments that often get overlooked in the rush. Think of it like this. Life is a buffet, and mindfulness helps you appreciate each dish without rushing to the next one. Second, keep a gratitude journal. This doesn't have to be fancy. Just jot down 3 things you're grateful for each day, big or small. Maybe it's a supportive friend, a sunny morning, or even just a comfy pair of socks. Seeing these little blessings written down can seriously boost your mood and shift your focus. It's like creating a mental highlight reel of all the good stuff in your life. Third, express gratitude to others. Don't underestimate the power of a simple thank you. Let people know you appreciate them, whether it's a heartfelt note, a genuine compliment, or even just a smile. Showing gratitude is like spreading sunshine. It makes everyone feel good. Think about it. Wouldn't the world be brighter if we all made an effort to express appreciation more often? Fourth, reframe negative situations. Okay, life isn't always rainbows and unicorns, right? But here's the thing, even in challenging times, there are often lessons to be learned and silver linings to be found. Instead of dwelling on the negatives, try to look for the good that might come from the situation. Maybe a setback teaches you something valuable, or maybe it pushes you to grow in unexpected ways. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes, have bad days, and face challenges. Instead of beating yourself up, practice understanding and forgiveness. Remember that everyone is doing their best and you deserve to be treated with kindness, especially by yourself. Let me tell you about a time when this really clicked for me. I was stressed out, major deadline looming, emails piling up, feeling like I was drowning into DOS. I decided to take a walk in the park, even though I knew I didn't have time. As I walked, I noticed the vibrant colors of the flowers, the playful chirping of birds, and the gentle breeze rustling through the leaves. In that moment, I felt my anxiety melt away, replaced by a sense of peace and appreciation for the simple beauty around me. It was a reminder that sometimes the best thing we can do when life gets overwhelming is to step back, breathe deeply, and simply be present in the moment. So remember, cultivating gratitude isn't about being Pollyanna-ish, it's about choosing to focus on the good, even when things are tough. It's about savoring the little moments, expressing appreciation for those around us, and treating ourselves with kindness. By making a conscious effort to cultivate gratitude in our everyday lives, we can unlock a whole new level of happiness, resilience, and joy. Ready to put this into action? Start small. Take a moment right now to think of 3 things you're grateful for. Maybe it's your health, your family, or even just the warm sunshine on your skin. Then, share those things with someone, tell them what you appreciate about them, or simply express your gratitude for their presence in your life. And don't forget to join me tomorrow for another episode of Stoic Mental Armor. Until then, keep that gratitude flowing and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.